two people. I got a text this morning from a Rebbe in DRS asking for a snow day activity. He wanted to tovel his wife's pots that she had just gotten. So he asked if he could tovel it in the snow. And then right after davening this morning, two different people came over to me and asked me if there are a lot of tovel kalim in the snow. So I figured that it's apparently a topic that people want to know about, and it's obviously very relevant on a snow day. So in this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Tuesday Night Shiur, we'll talk about tovel and kalim in the snow. On the surface, it seems like it's a straight-up Mishnah in Maseches Mikvaos. The Mishnah in the 7th parak of Maseches Mikvaos writes, Yesh malin es hamikvah velo poslin. There are certain things that can go to be mashlim, the 40 sa'a that you need for the mikvah, but they're not going to passel the mikvah. Meaning water can be mashlim, the 40 sa'a that you need for a mikvah, but could also passel the mikvah, because if you have water that's drawn by a kli, if you have water that's mayim she'uvin, that's put in a kli, and you don't yet have 40 sa in the mikvah, and you put in 3 sa of mayim three lugin of mayim she'uvin in the mikvah, it could pass the whole mikvah. But these things are even better than water. They can be mashal in the shear of a mikvah, and even if they're put in a kli, they cannot pass the mikvah. What are these things? So it says, the Mishnah goes on to say, Elu malin velo poslin, hasheleg, so you can stop right there, snow, and goes on to say, v'habarad, and ice, v'hakov, v'hagolid, v'hamelech, v'atita, naruk, and muddy waters, things like that. All of these things could be mashlim, the shear of a mikvah, but they're not going to passel a mikvah even if they're in a kli. Someone came over to me this morning and told me that his wife bought something in a store, and the lady in the store said, it's going to snow tomorrow, so you don't even have to tovel it now. Just go tomorrow to the backyard, take a washing cup, fill up a washing cup with snow, and put this kli in the washing cup, and that will tovel it. That is wrong. That is not. Now, it's on a certain level, it's not as wrong as it originally sounds. It originally sounds to be wrong because once you put something in a kli, it's mayim she'uvin, that should passel a mikvah. That's not a kosher mikvah. It's not wrong for that reason, because the din of mayim she'uvin, according to this Mishnah, doesn't apply to snow. It applies only to water. So it wouldn't be a problem with mayim she'uvin. Everything else is wrong with it, meaning we're going to see a whole bunch of other problems with it. Most importantly, that you need 40 sa'a of something, at least, in order for it to be a mikvah. No matter how large your washing cup is, unless you bathe in your washing cup, chances are it's not 40 sa'a. The definition of 40 sa'a is an amah by 3 amos tall. So no one's washing cup is quite that big. So that didn't really make much sense, that you'd be able to put the snow in a washing cup and then tovel it that way. But anyway, so the Tanakhama lists snow as something that's able to complete a mikvah and therefore is better than water on that level and doesn't pass the mikvah. Rabbi Akiva then goes on in the Mishnah to say, Rabbi Akiva says, let me find it here. Rabbi Akiva says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Hayu Rabbi Shmuel Dun Kenegdi Lomar, Hashelageno Malas HaMikvah. Rabbi Akiva says that I remember Rabbi Shmuel once gave a shir and he told us that snow cannot count toward a mikvah. Snow is treated like a solid even after it melts. It's not water. It doesn't. It will not count toward a mikvah. It doesn't complete a mikvah. However, the Mishnah goes on to say, Vehi'idu Anshe Midva Mishmo, the people of a certain town said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that they once had a problem where they didn't have a mikvah, they needed to tovel things, or they needed to tovel themselves maybe, and they didn't know what to do. So they said that they asked Rabbi Yishmael what to do. The same Rabbi Yishmael that Rabbi Akiva reports said snow is no good, and the Anshe Midvah said that Rabbi Yishmael told them, Tzu'u v'yiviu shaleg v'asu mikvah b'tchila. Go and grab some snow, and you can make a mikvah out of snow. Every once in a while this happens, where there's a big story of the mikveh in Nova Scotia, I think it was, that they, it didn't rain and they couldn't get enough, they couldn't get the water there, so what they did is they trucked in snow, and they put it in and they compacted it and they had to wait until it melted. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel instructed to do. Take snow, fill up the bar, and that way you'll have a mikveh. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Evan Habarat Kemayim, Ketzad malin velo poslin, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says hail and probably snow also. All the Achronim point out he gives hail as the example, but he means snow as well. The halacha would be is like water, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, yeah, it could be mashul mikvah, but once you put it in a kli, it becomes mayim she'uvin, and it would passel a mikvah as well. So the what emerges from this mishnah from this Mishnah is the in mikvaos, is that there are three opinions in Tanaim about whether you can tovel, whether snow can make up a mikvah. The Tanakama lists snow as like the ideal thing for a mikvah. It's better than water because it could be mashlim a mikvah, but there's no psul of mayim she'uvin. Rabbi Akiva b'shem Rabbi Yishmael says that snow is the absolute worst thing. It has a din of a solid no matter what, and it's never going to count as anything toward a mikvah, even though the Mishnah then goes on to question whether Rabbi Yishmael ever really said that, or maybe he changed his mind because the Anshei Midva said that Rabbi Yishmael did say that that they should make their mikvah out of snow, which sounds like Rabbi Yishmael agrees to the Tanakama. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that snow is just like water. It can help to make a mikvah, but once you put it in a kli, it's going to ruin it, just like water that's put in a kli becomes a problem of Mayim Shu'uvin. So all we need to know, l'chora, is how do we paskin? Meaning once we discover how to paskin in this three-way machlokas tanaim, we should be good. So the truth is, we need to know more than that, because there are a lot of details that we're going to have to fill in. But let's start with how to paskin. The Rambam in the seventh paragraph of Hilchos Mikvaos paskins that snow works for a mikvah, and presumably the Ram means to say it could even be she'uvin, meaning the Ram paskins like the Tanakama, that snow is the ideal thing to use. Even if you put it in a kli, it's okay. Certainly outside here, it's not in a kli, so it would be fine, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and that's the Ramam says that it would be perfectly good. The Balamar is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Aleph as saying that the Anshei Midvah probably use their hands. He says, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you can't put it in a kli. It could be used for a mikvah, but you can't put it in a kli. What did the Anshei Midva say? That they asked Rabbi Yishmael what to do, and Rabbi Yishmael said, fill up a bar with snow, and that way you'll make a mikvah. All Rabbi Yishmael is saying is that snow can be used for a mikvah, but he's not necessarily saying that you're allowed to fill up kalim and pour it into the mikvah. It could be, says the Balamar, that they were shoveling it in with their hands into this bar, and therefore making a mikvah that way. So it could be we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's what the Balamar says. Rashi, Masechta Sukkah, and Daf Yud Tesam Veis, quoted by the Beis Yosef also, says that just like you can't be tovel in a mikvah that's made entirely of tita naruk, of mud, you also can't be tovel in a mikvah that's made entirely of snow, which means that the Tanakama, who said that you're allowed to use snow, meant that you're only allowed to use snow as an ingredient in the mikvah, but not as the entire mikvah. Meaning that snow is not going to ruin the mikvah, and it will even be mashlim the 40 sa'. If you have 39 sa'ah of water, you could put in a sa'ah of snow, but you can't tovel only in snow. That is how the Beis Yosef understands Rashi's understanding of what happened with Rabbi Shmuel and the Anshei Midva. When they asked Rabbi Shmuel what to do, and he said, fill it with snow. That the Anshei Midva held, Rabbi Shmuel held to the Anshei Midva, you could fill the whole thing with snow. But the Tanakama doesn't agree to that. Tanakama thinks you can only add snow to an already existing mikvah. So again, as a matter of halacha, we're still a little bit in the dark, because now not only do we have a three-way machlokas tanaim, it turns out we're not even sure what each Tana would hold. Meaning originally we said that Tanakama would hold snow is the best, and you could always use snow for everything. But now we have the possibility that even according to the Tanakama, you can't use only snow. You have to use snow. You can only use snow when you already have some water, and then you'd be adding snow. So the main discussions that the Rishonim have in terms of figuring out the halacha about using snow for a mikvah, there are really four main topics that the Rishonim discuss. Number one, they discuss, does the snow have to be 40 sa'ah even when melted? Meaning, how much snow is enough snow? Let's say it just snows a little bit. Let's say the forecasters say it's only going to snow 12 inches, so it snows 2 inches, right? So it only snows a little bit. Is that enough to make up a mikvah? How much snow is necessary? Another discussion that they have is, can you tovel in it while it's still snow? And again, the Mishnah doesn't discuss this. The Mishnah says you can use snow to make a mikvah, but can you tovel in it while it's still snow? Or does that just mean you can use snow to make a mikvah and then wait till it melts and then use it? So that's the second major discussion that the Rishonim have. The third major discussion they have is whether the mikvah can be made up entirely of snow, like we pointed out, or is it only some combination of water and snow? And the fourth discussion that the Achronim really have is that If you're going to assume that snow is the same as water, that that snow would count just like water, then why wouldn't there be a psul she'uvin by snow? Meaning, once you put water in a kli, it's no longer kosher for a mikvah. If you're going to hold like those rishonim, that snow is the same, so then why wouldn't there be a psul she'uvin by snow? So I don't know how many, if we're going to get to all four of those discussions, but let's get to at least some of them. So first of all, does snow have to be memsa'a even when melted? Meaning, if you were to take 40 sa'a of snow, if you were to fill up an area that's 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 ammas tall with just snow, and then wait for it to melt, put it in a hot room, you know, a bunch of heaters, and just wait for it to melt. By the time it melts, it's going to be way less than 40 sa'a. So is that a sufficient amount of snow? The Rush in Hilchos Mikvaos Simin Yudches, this is all quoted by the Beis Yosef, proves from a Tosefta that if you have 39 sa'a of water, you can add 1 sa'a of snow. You don't have to add more than 1 sa'a of snow. Even adding just 1 sa'a of snow is enough. Apparently, snow works, even though if it were to melt, it would be less than the requisite amount. However, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ravid and the Baalei HaNefesh that the Ravid says that it doesn't have to melt at all. He says if you could even tovel in the I'm quoting the wrong Ravid over here. The Ravid writes that you can use the snow, but you have to condense it. They have to take any air, like crush it together, and you know, like you're making a snowball to condense any air pockets. So it doesn't have to necessarily, you don't have to check that it would be 40 sa. It would be melted, you could use 40 sa of snow, but it would have to be totally condensed. It would be very difficult to tovel in condensed snow. It would be very, very challenging, but that's what the Ravid says. And Beis Yosef quotes that the Rush agrees, and it seems that way from the Rambam too. The Torah doesn't mention anything about condensing it, which is a little bit strange, but that's what it seems. Now, can you tovel in it when it's still snow? This is the most nogea for us. If we want to tovel our kelim this today in the snow, so can you tovel in it when it's still snow, or do you have to wait till it's liquefied? So the Mordechai quotes from the Rabbeinu Shmaria. This is all quoted in the Beis Yosef that yeah, you could tovel it in it even when it's still snow. And the Beis Yosef says that you have to say this way because he says, what else was the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about making a mikvah of snow. You think it's talking about making a mikvah of snow and then waiting for it to melt? He says that's not shaykh, that would be what it's talking about. I don't know why it's not shaykh, but he says it can't be. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about using snow and then once it's in the mikvah, having it melt and then using it? Nah, that can't be. I don't know why he assumes it can't be, but he says that's dochak, to say that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Probably the Mishnah is talking about you're toveling in it while it's still snow, and therefore you're allowed to do it. That's what the Beis Yosef writes, in the name of Rabbeinu Shmaria. Then he quotes from Rabbeinu Eliezer Mebiham, or Mebe, I don't know how to pronounce it, that who holds differently, who says, no, you have to wait till it's melted. And what's the chiddush of the Mishnah then, when it says you're allowed to use snow? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you can put snow in kelim and bring it to the mikveh. And that's the huge help, that, like we mentioned before, with the mikveh in Nova Scotia and these kinds of places, where they're able to make a mikveh because they truck in ice or snow or whatever, and they don't have to worry that it's been put in kelim. That it's a whole chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't have a psul of mayim she'uvin when you use snow. But even if you're using snow, you have to wait till it melts. Rabbeinu Simcha was originally makel on this issue, and then ultimately changed his mind and was machmir that you need to wait till it melts. Chazanish says that though that the reason you need to wait till it melts, Chazanish in Yerodeh Kuflam Gimel says that it's not because you're not waiting till it melts because that otherwise it's not a kasher mikvah, which is the pasher reading of the Rishonim, that it's just not a kasher mikvah till it melts. Chazanish says, no, that's not pshat. You're waiting till it melts because you have to be totally immersed. Either the person's body or the kli has to be totally immersed in the water. And there's no way to get it to touch every surface of whatever you're toveling if it's still a solid. I mean, with liquid will just go over the entire surface of whatever it is that you're putting into the liquid. But when it comes to a solid, it doesn't work that way. When it comes to a solid, you're going to stick something in the snow, and then there's an air hole where you just stuck something in. You're going to try to fill it in, but still there are going to be small pockets. So Rabbi Neuberger explained it a little differently. He said a lot of times, whatever's closest to the, whatever's right on the surface of the kli that you're putting in, will rise in temperature a little bit. The snow will rise in temperature and will melt. So that whatever's right on the surface will melt, and therefore the snow that's next to it isn't really touching it. It's a little bit removed from it. So there's always going to be these. Right, he wanted you to compact it, but apparently the Chazanish says that according to this Rabbeinu Simcha and Rabbeinu Eliezer, we're worried that even so it's not going to be touching. That's what the Chazanish says, and it's really not the Pashup Pshat. The Pashup Pshat is they hold that while it's snow, it's not a mikvah. It becomes a mikvah when it melts. But that's the way the Chazanish understand. So how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef writes that lahalacha lemaisa, he says, I really believe it's okay. I really believe you could tovel something in snow. But then the Beis Yosef writes, Mikal makom ein lahakel la'asos maisa bi isura da'araisa neged ha-Rabbeinu Eliezer v'Rabbeinu Simcha. He says, once Rabbeinu Eliezer and Rabbeinu Simcha say that it's a problem, I don't think we can rely when dealing with the din da'araisa against Rabbeinu Eliezer and Rabbeinu Simcha. Even though I think it really should be mutter, I don't think we should do it for din da'araisa. But then the Beis Yosef says, but if you have something that's d'rabbanan like, and he gives the example of netilas yadayim, so he says, Netilas Yadayim is only Midrabanan, so you could do Netilas Yadayim in snow, since it's only a Din Midrabanan. Now, the question is, okay, what else is only Midrabanan that the Beis Yosef would then say we can rely and do it even and use snow as if it were a mikveh? So Tevilas Kelim is a major discussion, whether Tevilas Kelim is Daraisa Drabanan. We paskin that Tevilas Kelim for metal utensils, let's say, is a Din Daraisa. So to tovel your pots and pans in the snow, even according to the Beis Yosef, would be problematic. We can see there are those that are more machmir than the Beis Yosef, but even according to the Beis Yosef, to tovel your pots and pans are a problem. But what if you're toveling? What if you're toveling glass or something like that? It's only chayiv and tevila midrabanan. So that, according to the Beis Yosef, it would seem at least would be permissible. The Bach says that he doesn't agree with the Beis Yosef at all. He thinks that meyikar adin it's asir. That Rabbeinu Simcha was first matir and then he changed his mind. And we paskin like when he changed his mind that we should be machmir. And the Bach tries to show that the Mordechai holds his way, the Ravid holds his way, Rashi holds his way. He's convinced that that it should be a problem. However, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, so even though the Beis Yosef said that, Beis Yosef was very explicit about what he's willing to be makel about. The Beis Yosef was very clear that meikar adin it's mutter, but I'm afraid to be makel with anything that's a d'oraisa. That's how the Beis Yosef said it. When the Ramah quotes it, he doesn't exactly say it that way. The Ramah writes, v'yesh machmirin litbal b'kalele, that there are those that are machmir not to tovel in these things, ad shenimochu v'nasu mayim, until they melt, V'tov l'hachmir l'chadchila. That's all he says. Doesn't say by d'oraisas. He says tov l'hachmir l'chadchila, which makes it sound like meikar adin it's mutter, and therefore, if you're in any sort of shasat chak or it's in any sort of bidiyavid situation, you can't travel to a mikvah. These are the kelim you need to use today. You're in any sort of bidiyavid. It makes the Ramah sounds that he would be makel, not like the Beis Yosef said. Even though in the parentheses after that Ramah, he quotes, where is he getting this from? Beis Yosef. But what's he really getting from the Beis Yosef? That meikar adin, you're allowed to tovel in snow. He just doesn't take it where the Beis Yosef takes it. The Beis Yosef then says, oh, meikar adin, you're allowed to tovel in snow. Beis Yosef says, but I'm only going to rely on that for Drabbanan. The Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says, I'm willing to rely on it for anything, bidyeved. He doesn't say, he doesn't distinguish between a d'oraisa and a Drabbanan. The one who's most machmir on this issue is the Shach. The Shach in Sifkat Nayan Aleph goes to town on the space Yosef. He's extremely machmir. He reads into pretty much every Rishon that was ever written that it doesn't work. He says, Beis Yosef misread all the Rishonim. No one really holds it works. He's very, very strict about it. And he proves that the Rambam describes, the Rambam says that you take snow and that you have to be merasek the snow. So what does that mean, be merasek the snow? So says the Shach, it doesn't mean that you have to that you just have to condense it, like the other Rishonim said. It means that you literally have to melt it. Being merasek the snow means to melt it. If it's still snow, it says it's clear in the Rambam that way, and of course we're going to paskin like the Rambam, and it doesn't just mean to condense. Many of the other Rishonim think that, no, merasek means just to condense it. He doesn't mean that you have to melt it. There are other words to use for melting nimoach or whatever. There are other words that you could use for melting nasemayim. Merasek just makes it sound like you crush it, that you like when you'd condense it and make a snowball or something. The Pischei Tshuva just points out, in the name of a Tshuva's told us Yitzchak, that according to the Shach, you shouldn't even be able to pour mayim she'uvin into 40 sa'ah of snow. And this were machmir for when they made those mikvahs in Nova Scotia or whatever, where they filled up burrows full of, you know, a whole room full of snow, they then had the problem of melting the snow. How are you going to do it? So they put some space heaters in the room, but it didn't go nearly quickly enough. They ended up blowtorching it. They took a blowtorch and they were just blowtorching it, and it kept on going out because every time it turned to water, it put out the fire, and they had to keep on blowtorching it. And I'm sure it wasn't a very healthy thing to do. But that's what they ended up doing. Why not have a simple answer? You have 40 saw of snow. Just pour boiling water all over it; it will melt it in no time. And once you have 40 saw, you're allowed to add as much mayim shuvin as you want. Once you have your 40 saw, so it's based on this pisrei tshuva. Pisrei tshuva says that if you say like the shach, 40 saw of snow isn't a mikvah; it's only a mikvah once it's melted. While it's still snow, it's not a mikvah. So adding mayim shuvin to it is not going to help. That's what the pisrei tshuva quotes from the Shuvas told us Yitzchak. Now, the Nod Yehuda writes in Tinyan or Chaim Simon and Zion that if you hold like the Shach, you can only be Tovel in it once it's melted, and you assume that's what the Rama means when he says Risko, then why can you Tovel in water when there's still unmelted snow in the water? Meaning, if you were to say like the Shach, that you need to wait till it melts, and risko means, mirasek means to melt it. That's what the Rambam really means. So the Nodibi says, so then I don't understand. The Mishnah said that if you have, the way some Rishonim understood at least, that if you have 39 saw of water, and what you add in one saw of snow, you're okay. Well, why is that okay? Shouldn't you have to wait till that one saw of snow melts? Why is that okay to have, if snow doesn't count as a mikveh at all? So he says, so the Nodibi Yehuda understands differently than this Tshuvas told us Yitzchak. He says, no, snow is a mikveh. If you have 40 saw, it is a mikveh. You just can't be tovel in it. It has a shame mikveh. But the definition of tefillah, where do we learn tefillah from in the Torah? V'rachatz besaro b'mayim. That you have to bathe. You can't bathe in a solid. You can only bathe in a liquid. So when you have 40 saw of snow, yeah, it's a kosher mikveh, but you just can't tovel anything in it because you can't bathe in 40 saw. But he says, let's say you have 39 sa'a of water and one sa'a of snow. So as long as you're bathing in the water part, so you're able to bathe, and it's a kosher mikveh, and therefore it would be perfectly fine. That's how the Nod Yehuda understands different than that Tshuvas told the Yitzchak that the Pisrei Tshuva quotes. Now, can a mikveh be made up entirely of snow? The Rush writes that the entire mikveh can be made up of snow, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Ravid holds not that way, but again, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you can make a mikveh entirely of snow. Just practically speaking, at the end of the day, Shulchan Aruch is makel only for drabanans. So l'chor, the Shulchan Aruch would say, if you have enough snow, it would have to be a lot of snow in one area that's all touching each other, and you pack it in really well. The Shulchan Aruch would hold you'd be allowed to tovel glass and things of that nature. The Chazon Ish seems to indicate that even so, we should still be machmir because there might be air pockets. Chazon Ish is very worried about the air pockets, that it's not going to be toveled properly. But Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you can tovel for Din Drabanan. The Ramah says you can't tovel anything unless it's a bedievet situation. Meaning, as a lechadchila, you shouldn't go toveling anything. It would have to be a bedievet. And the Shach is totally machmir about everything. So in the Sefer Tevilas Kelim, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, he writes that you should only use snow b'shas hadchak, and even then only for drabanans, meaning he combines the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. He says it should be b'shas hadchak, and even then never for a daraisa. So he, even though the Shulchan Aruch only added the caveat that it's got to be for drabanans, and the Ramah only said b'shas hadchak, only said b'diaved, he puts them both together, says you need both. It needs to be b'shas hadchak, and it needs to be a drabanan. I heard Rabbi Neuberger, who teaches Tevilas Kelim to YU Smicha students, Rabbi Neuberger mentioned that there's a big issue in Tevilas Kelim, what to do with electrical appliances. How do you deal with electrical appliances in Tevilas Kelim? So some of the poskim say, yeah, just dip it in the water, don't worry about it, it won't start a fire, it won't break. But it does break. I mean, I've stuck some. It depends how sophisticated the thing is, but sometimes it does break, and I don't want to try. You certainly can't go around poskening that and tell people, don't worry, it won't start a fire, because it might, and then what? So he doesn't think that's a great idea to tell people. He said he heard that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein is mafkir all of his electrical appliances, and once a boy was in his house on Purim and walked out with like half of Rav Aaron's, you're mafkir, walked out with it, and he tried to return it like a few days later. Rav Aaron wouldn't take it back. said, no, I was mafkir. That's it. You know, that this is serious. It's not a joke. I was actually mafkir. But Rabbi Neuberger suggested maybe for that we should tovel in snow. I mean, if the whole problem is the water's going to get everywhere, it's going to get inside the whole sandwich maker, and it's going to get. So he thought that even though I've pointed out before, you know, I think spoke to Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Schechter about this. They both thought it doesn't require tevila at all. Something that would break if you tovel it, that it shouldn't require tevila at all. Rabbi Neuberger said maybe we should send out emails whenever it's snow, whenever there's a big snowstorm. Now's the time to tovel your electric appliances. That's when you should rely on the snow, and the snow's not going to get into everything, and it won't ruin the kli entirely.